Annyeong, we are One to Sarang.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig na may K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky stay in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube. Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan
from One
to Sarang.
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Check, check. Ayan. So, welcome back to the Main Event Mark podcast. I'm really back now. Sana nga, dire-diretso na. So, I'm going to release this episode today, Saturday. And ayun, I hope na eto na. Eto na yung simula ng dire-diretso ulit kasi sobrang somber ko last week. Ayun, nagpahinga lang naman ako isang linggo kasi ang sama talaga ng pakiramdam ko. Ang sama nung panlasa ko, in a way. Tapos, nagkaroon pa ako sore throat. So, naghalo-halo lahat ng pakiramdam ko na yun. And one problem. And actually, hindi ba naman ako sobrang magaling na. Pero, I came back because I really missed this show. I really missed everything from this show. And I hope that everyone here listening to the Main Event Mark is missing this show as well. And I hope you guys are really good right now. I hope you guys are fine. And I hope you guys are listening pa din to our podcast. At saka sa mga backtracks natin, mga nakaraang episode. So, unang-una guys, I would love to apologize them on being missing in action. Oh, missing in action kasi yung show recently. Dahil nga sa nangyari sa akin. Medyo, hindi talaga ako magagalaw ng ayos. I was trying to do my best. Pero, every time that I'm trying to, parang may dilub yung kasunod. So, ayun, hindi ko na pinilit yung sarili ko. I tried to release the episode last Friday. Pero hindi ko kinaya. Okay naman na ako, pero sa tingin ko, hindi pa ako confident that day. So, ngayon ko siya i-release. Ngayon ko din ilalabas officially tong episode na to. So, I'm grateful that you guys are still listening to the Main Event Mark podcast. I hope you do until the end because, wala, gusto ko lang talaga na magpasalamat sa inyong lahat kasi all these years, you're still listening to the Main Event Mark podcast. Asensya na kung meron akong occasional pauses dito, mapapansin nyo. Hindi pa kasi ako fully goods. Medyo na-encounter ko pa yung plema ko. Hindi naman ako inuubo, pero plema, oo. Lamdam ko pa. Pero yan, kailangan natin gumalaw, kailangan natin bumalik sa podcast. So therefore, we can now set our expectations at para din maka-establish na rin ng path patungo sa Road to WrestleMania. And also, this will be our first episode for the month of March 2024. 3 months na tayo sa 2024. And, yan, konting mga updates muna. Wala akong 5 takes ngayong linggo. Kasi, ayun, kakainin na itong pag-address ko. Itong segment na yan. So, we are going to return that one next week. Tsaka yung Ask Angelo Anything, it will return after nung ano na to, episode na yon. Pabalik tayo with Ask Angelo Anything. Tapos, isa pa that we need to address is sorry talaga guys. Pero yan, continue natin yun. Gusto kong i-address lang WrestleMania season, ito na naman tayo. I'm really excited on how things will go on this year's WrestleMania. Sobrang excited ako on how things will unfold on this year's WrestleMania. So marami kayong aabangan on this year's WrestleMania. Siyempre, aabangan nyo din on this year's WrestleMania if aayos na ba si Disney Plus o titunu na ba si Disney Plus isang taon bago mo matuluyang mapunta sa Netflix yung WWE rights. I hope they do, because last year's WrestleMania was a big disaster for Disney Plus, and I hope I don't want to feel that again. Ayoko na mangyari yun. Pero yun, kagaya nga nasabi ko, ayun, thank you very much for everyone who is watching, listening sa Main Event Mark podcast. And habang naka-medical leave ako, medyo, ayun, nag-a-adjust pa ako. Ayan. So, konting housekeeping na lang. I hope you guys can follow, support, and subscribe to our podcast. So, please support this show on all of the social media platforms. MEM Wrestling Pod. Also, supportahan nyo din lahat ng shows ng Bang Collective at the Bang PH. And you can visit the website, thebangph.com. Also, you can also listen to our podcast through YouTube. So, it's youtube.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. And please support the podcast on Patreon, patreon.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. And isa pa, Blast TV. Blast TV is the official home of the WWE and UFC here in the Philippines. So if you want to support our friends from Blast TV on everything that they are doing or doing, syempre, bukas is UFC 299. You can also watch that on Blast TV through Premier Sports 1. You can subscribe to Blast TV kung ayaw nyo ng may Converge ads. It's $179 per month. And pero yung pre, meron silang pre actually. There's a free plans. Pag ikaw ay naka-Converge or Globe at Home, that's only for free actually. Then limited content will not be available. At saka yung channels, meron silang konting ads na bearable naman. So you can watch that ads or skip it. Then yun na yun, you can now watch the content continuously sa Blast TV. And also, you can support as well our friends from Setanta Sports as they are now expanding through Blast TV. With this partnership, they are giving away 3 months of Blast TV subscription with their respective plan na merong Setanta Sports. So, 3 months ito. So, it's Setanta 3MOS, 3 months. And you will get 3 months of Setanta Sports plan of Blast TV if you're going to create a new account, and you can use that on your Blast TV. So the code is valid until April 13. So if you want to support our friends from Blast TV, everything that they're doing for our content para maging accessible legally yung mga content natin, please support our friends from Tap, DMV, Blast TV. You have to, sorry guys, the only thing you need to do actually is just download Blast TV. You can register through welcome.blasttv.ph, and then you can now create your account using your Converge ISP or Globe ISP. Then yeah, you can now watch WWE, UFC, NFL, and many more content, movies, TV shows, it's available on Blast TV. So let's continue now with our content this week on the Main Event Mark podcast. So let's talk about AEW Revolution. So hindi na ako gaano mag-review one match by match kasi 1 week na ito. So narinig nyo na yung mga major shows, yung mga shows na kilala nyo. Narinig nyo na sila mag-review na itong pay-per-view na to. So ang gagawin ko na lang is I'm going to give my ups and downs. O yung mga nagustuhan ko at mga hindi ko nagustuhan from this year's AEW Revolution 2024. So let's start with the, ano ba tawag dito? Start with the last match, this Sting. So si Sting, syempre, he is my MVP for this show. This match between Sting, Darby versus the Young Bucks, Matt New and Nicholas Jackson, mga jackholes. Ayun. So these two literally destroyed one another, and I really love to watch this match. I swear to God, this is just amazing as hell. Wala akong masabi. Sobrang solid ng buong main event na to. Wala talaga. Sobrang solid. Yung pagsama pa ng mga anak ni Sting on his entrance. What? That was amazing as hell. That was really good. Ayun. The match itself was great. Ayun. Sobrang ano talaga. Sobrang solid. Sobrang kulit lang. Medyo hindi ko lang nagustuhan talaga na seryoso, ito na yung last match ni Sting. Parang meron akong doubt na ganun. Pero yeah, regardless of what happened, this match was really good. And I could not say any words further. Thank you pa din AEW for delivering Sting's last match. Really amazing show din, sa totoo lang. Pero syempre, meron pa rin namang kapos o mga gaps si AEW on this show. So, we will address that down the line. Yun. So, but this match, Sting Darby versus Young Bucks, this match is just amazing. On point din yung pinaggagawa nila all this time sa buong show na to. Buong match na to actually. Yun. Yun lang. I'm really glad that Sting and Darby won. And of course, they retain basically the tag titles. In-announce then after ng show sa media press con that they are now going to vacate the tag titles and our tournament will take place after of Evolution or Revolution based on what we got sa fallout then ng AEW Dynamite. We will talk about that later on bago tayo matapos sa show. So, that was amazing. That was a really good match. Ayun, sobrang solid. Yun lang. So, syempre, MVP ko pa rin si Sting dito sa match na to. Really grateful that I was able to watch Sting on his final match. It's just amazing. Let's continue. So, Samoa Joe versus Hangman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland. In-expect ko na to. In-expect ko nang sila, si Joe yung mananalo dito. I really expected that. But on the way things around on this match, feeling ko it interconnects, no? So Joe is just there just to be the champion. But yung hatred talaga between Swerve and Hangman is just there. Just amazing. At saka genius pati nung finish na to the fact na nag-tap si Hangman. Oo, nag-tap si Hangman habang papunta si Swerve sa kanya. And yeah, that was a really good match. If you're going to ask me, I'm going to release my Patreon late thoughts on yung mga scores pala. I-release ko sa Discord sa Patreon. Ayan. Yun. So, the match was really good regardless naman. As always, Joe never disappoints. Ayun. Sorry guys talaga. Sobrang sorry talaga. Ayun. We need to go and to continue with our coverage of AEW Revolution. Sandali lang, may nakais lang ako. Ito medyo sabihin kong bad. Pero I didn't like the Dio na Tony Storm match. I didn't like that. No disrespect sa mga simps ni Tony Storm, but I didn't like that. Sorry. Medyo mid siya sa paningin ko. I really love this reign of Tony Storm, but this match felt like it's not for me. Sorry guys, I didn't like it. Yun. Mas nag-focus siya more on sa character ni Tony Storm rather than sa pag-build mismo ng match. And yeah, kinda disappointed on what we got. Okay, so, eto, pag-usapan natin, Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita. This literally my match of the week. If you are going to ask me this match was really good. Kung hindi binook si Sting, ito talaga pipiliin ko. Literally, it's just a really good match. Takeshita, Ospreay, this is just amazing. This match for me reached a different level when it comes to the Will Ospreay matches that we have recently. But I think I'm still confident to say that Mike Bailey versus Will Ospreay is still my favorite match from that stint. Ayun. Pero ayun, regardless, Takeshita versus Ospreay is just solid. Napaka-solid. Sobrang close, napaka-solid. That was a really good match if you're going to ask yours truly. Yun. So, before natin i-continue tong show, gusto ko lang sabihin that I watched the show Thursday. I finished the show Thursday. Medyo inaanto kasi ako nang pinanood ko ng live. Kasi may Jericho. Yung Jericho din ako nagising. Jericho talaga. Hindi talaga na i-impress kay Jericho lately. But yeah. So, Jericho is Jericho. Ayun nga, Tony Storm versus Deonna. I really love this promo background. Tsaka yung mind games ni Mariah May. But the match itself is just, no, not for me. Ayun. Continue. FTR versus BCC. For me, that was a really good match if you're going to ask me. Medyo, ako yung tipong nabitin. Kasi mas mahaba pa yung match nila sa Dynamite kasi dito. Medyo nabitin ako. May part na nabitin ako. Kind of disappointed that we are getting this one shorter. But yeah, regardless, that was a really good match if you're going to ask me regarding on that. And I did not say that this match was bad. This match was really good if you're going to ask me. Okay, so let's continue. Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong. This is basically a short match. Roderick winning makes sense. Siya lang naman yung nagdadala ng Undisputed Kingdom. yeah, basically it. Yun. It was a really good match. I really love Orange Cassidy, but I do think that I don't want to see Orange wielding this belt, this international championship anytime soon. He doesn't deserve it. I love OC, but I don't think kailangan niya pa mag-prove he deserves the belt. No, I don't think so. Okay. So, we have this multi-man match. Wardlow winning this match is kind of obvious. Yeah, medyo on point naman why he's winning this match. And obviously, medyo na-expose na rin naman nila few weeks ago yung agenda na gagawin nila with this Undisputed Kingdom thing. But which is a good thing though. And I really love it somehow. Pero the match itself, I don't think this match deserves shit. Okay, so let's talk about Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson. This match is fine. I don't want to say this might be my best match, but no. medyo lukewarm ako on Eddie's performance here. But Danielson is still Bryan Danielson, giving us bangers. But this might not be Eddie's day for me. Yeah. But the post-match was amazing if you're going to ask me. And sakto lang. I was expecting more on this match, kumbaga. And pakiusap lang AEW, pakitanggal na nga nung okay naman yung ideya ng Continental Crown. Pero sana naman pakitanggal na nung dalawang belts. Pakitanggal na nung dalawang belts, which is the ROH tsaka yung New Japan Strong belts. It feels like we don't need every time 3 belts on this equation. Parang unified na nga siya in a way eh. Pero TK doesn't want to call them unified because there's a unified thing in WWE and it doesn't want to do that. It's kind of bullshit for me. So please drop the other two belts on Eddie. Siya na siya nabibigatan. But yeah, that was a really good match. Okay. So it's Christian Cage versus Daniel Garcia. Predictable. Very predictable. Yung mga matches nito recently, kayang-kaya kong i-predict. Iti-take ni Garcia yung match advantage. Tapos darating tong dalawang ungas, si Nick Wayne at si Permedicular. Tapos si nanay ni tangahin na to darating din to save the match for Christian. Then after nito sa Dynamite, ayun, we got Adam Copeland. And I'm really sick and tired of Adam Copeland. Sorry guys, I have to say this, but I'm really sick and tired of this feud, and I'm really sick and tired of seeing Adam Copeland feuding with Christian Cage because it's taking too long. It's taking too long. Masyado na siyang lukewarm. At least for me, that is my take. That is my take. So if you don't like how I throw things, if you don't like that I throw things around, fuck off. Get the fuck out. Okay, so that's it. My Revolution card. Thoughts. Final thoughts ko on the show. This match or this show, like what I said, medyo may mga misses pa din siya. Oh. Ang dami pa rin misses show na to. The main event was amazing. The Osprey Takeshita match was amazing. Sabit pa rin sila doon sa pagkatapos ng match nila Sting. Tangin na pinutol man nila, katarantaduan talaga. Oo. Kahit sabihin na pinaw sa YouTube, katarantaduan pa din talaga. Medyo na-offend ako doon in a way. Yung strong lineup nila, yes, most of the matches did not disappoint. Pero, yeah. I think, like, masyadong stacked yung card. Feeling ko the matches are kind of forgettable. Some matches are forgettable. Kaya parang ang naisip ko, if I think about this PLE or this pay-per-view, ang naisip ko lang talaga si Sting. Yun lang yun. So, yes, this might be one of the best show ng AEW when it comes to their pay-per-views. And I really hope that Tony Khan will use this roster that he has. Napakalaki ng potential ng roster na to ng AEW on what they can do or what he can do for this roster. At nakikiusap ako, huwag niya saan yung tratuhin na parang laruan yung mga nasa roster niya. Hindi talaga ako natutuwa if he does that. Sobrang offensive in a way. But regardless, meron silang roster napaka solid, very talented. I hope he can use that properly. Huwag niya lang ibato ng ibato sa ROH yung mga talents. Kasi hindi ako natutuwa if that's the case. Yun lang naman ang para sa akin. Kung may gusto kayong sabihin, let me know. And we are going to take our short break. And when we come back, we will get back to you. We will let you know what will happen next on this show. And pagbalik natin, WWE talk tayo. At saka yung thoughts ko on the new era of AEW. With that, let's go to our short break. Let's check our kabongmates here on Bong Collective.
The main event mark will be right back after of this short break. For now, let's check our kabongmates on Bong Collective.
Sales, profit, and engagement na naman ang usapan. Hey guys, Matt and Lance here. Corporate guys rin kami at pagod na rin kami sa ganyang usapang office. Ibahin naman natin ang mga kausap natin. Listen to guests from careers beyond the corporate scene with the Project Offbeat Career Podcast. Imagine talking to historians, gamers, teachers, and the like on how they live differently and succeed in their unconventional careers. Baka sakali, ito naman ang sign to pursue your passions. Kitakit sa Spotify, Apple Podcast, and YouTube.
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop, so drop everything, and listen to the Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
Ayun. Actually, we're back on the show. Ucha. Ito. I was actually watching the Rock Cody Roman set promo on SmackDown before ko i-record tong episode to. I'm kind of disappointed on what we got on that promo. But yes, there are some moving figures na going to WrestleMania regarding on the matches that we are getting at WrestleMania. Yeah, that was lukewarm on me. But at least we are getting the moving figures. The moving figures naman is basically The Rock, Roman, Cody, and Seth. Being there on that match at WrestleMania, so basically sila lang naman yung moving figures natin with this match, especially with the main event of night 2 of WrestleMania between Roman and Cody. So basically all of the main figures and things that will be executed at WrestleMania is now in place. So they are now just going to continue the build up, and I'm really good on how they are building it so far. So regardless, welcome back to the Main Event Mark podcast. Again, my name is Angelo Pinera, host here of the Main Event Mark, and you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and on YouTube. You can also listen to this podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. And also, you can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. Also, you can support all of our friends from the Bong Collective. So, you can support all of the shows of the Bong Collective at thebongph.com on all of their social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, and other social media platforms at the Bong PH. Over here on the Main Event Mark, you can follow all of the putang ina mo, all of the social media platforms at MEM Wrestling Pod on all of the social media platforms. Okay, so let's go back to the business as we are now continuing the build on the road to WrestleMania. So let's talk about The Rock and Seth Rollins right away. So let's talk about that, shall we? So, ayun nga, nagkaroon na ng agreement between The Rock and Seth Rollins that they're going to fight at WrestleMania. But it's a tag match. It's a tag match na magti-take place on the main event, possibly of night 1. So yun, everything is official. The match will take place, and I'm really hope that WWE will take this shit seriously. So this will be the stakes and the things in the balance for the main event of WrestleMania night 1. Roman and Rock will team up against Rollins and Cody Rhodes, with the winner will receive their reward. So if Rock and Reigns wins, night 2 of the main event WrestleMania will be the bloodline rules, basically anything goes. If Cody and Rollins wins the match at WrestleMania, so it's basically a one-on-one match, walang interference. The whole bloodline are barred from ringside. So yeah, That's what we are getting at WrestleMania. Yun, medyo fresh news from things that we are getting on SmackDown. This week, SmackDown. Pero, di ko na masyado pag-uusapan yung nangyari sa SmackDown because it's kinda lukewarm for me. Episode, and it's kinda focused on this episode and this segment then. Although I want to give my credits and my appreciation to Tiffany Stratton, because Tiffany Stratton is literally the best woman that they have right now, aside from Rhea, aside from Io, Becky. Tiffany Stratton is the one that you guys need to protect with. Kung bibigyan niyo ng money in the bank this year si Tiffany, that will be great for me. But everything na nahahawakan ni Tiffany Stratton so far is just amazing if you're going to ask me. So, let's talk about NXT Roadblock real quick. Bago tayo mag-focus sa AEW shows. Tsaka doon sa TNA Sacrifice. Pag-usapan din natin ng konti yun. So, merong event si NXT this week. So, it's NXT Roadblock. And we have things in the balance as well in NXT. So, we have this match ni Carmelo Hayes and Tony D'Angelo, with the winner will get a NXT title match at Stand and Deliver. And yun na nga, Tony D gets the title shot for the main event at Stand and Deliver. And Carmelo Hayes is basically seamlessly going back to his feud versus Trick Williams, which is a good thing. Kasi yun naman talaga yung plano nila for Stand and Deliver plus the Roxanne Perez versus Lyra Valkyria na mag-take place, but this time it's going to be a one-on-one match. So, Joe Gacy versus Dijak match was amazing too, if you are going to ask me. That was a really good match and I cannot say anything bad about this match. But that was a really good match if you're going to ask me. Yun. So, let's do the recap of that show. So, like what I said, we have this asylum match between Dijak and Joe Gacy. That was a really good match. Joe Gacy losing the match, obviously, to Dijak. But that was a really good match, if you're going to ask me. Wolf Dogs retaining the tag titles over Chase U. Medyo lukewarm siya kasi andun yung drama nila Jayce Jane. But regardless, everything Chase U is amazing. That was a really good thing. Yun. Yun lang naman. Ano ba? So, Sean Spears. Munti ko na makalimutan. So, Sean Spears made his return at NXT last week. Wala ako noon, obviously, kasi nag-medical leave ako. Sean Spears making his return. That was amazing return. Unpredictable din. Hindi ko siya na-expect. So, it's a win for WWE for getting Sean Spears back to the pen. So, it's a good thing for yours truly. Also, Rich Holland, medyo Russia, of course, yung feud niya. But I cannot wait to see more of their feud between Sean and Rich Holland down the line. But yeah, that was amazing if you're going to ask me. Yun. Women's Tag Titles. So the Women's Tag Titles was defended Kabuki Warriors versus Lyra Valkyria and Tatum Paxley. So for me, that match was really good then. Not the best match of the show, but that was amazing. After the match, Roxanne Perez attacked Lyra Valkyria, assaulting her. That match was officially set as a turn ni Roxanne. It's her first time in NXT na magiging heel. But yeah, this just amazing. Very given for me. Asuka, Kairi Sane hits different. Si Tatum Paxley, obviously, medyo, ano pa siya, medyo konti pa. Tsaka yung result, medyo obvious siya. Pero yung point kasi ng match na to, is all about Roxanne giving her point to Lyra. And we got that. And that's an appropriate response. And for their feud down the line, at Stand and Deliver, that's what we're getting actually. Which is good thing for me. Yun. So, ano ba mga nangyari sa show na to? So, William Regal actually challenged his son, Charlie Dempsey, to defend the Heritage Cup with honor and respect. And yes, he's basically answering the challenge. And yeah, I cannot wait to see more of that down the line. And I really hope that in the end of this, magsama yung magtatay down the road. And I cannot wait to see that. It's medyo awkward siya. Pero we can figure out what we can do. But oh yeah, I cannot wait to see more of that. Yeah. So yeah, we got this contendership match. Carmelo Hayes versus Tony D. It means hindi pa rin talaga medically cleared si ano ba tawag dito? Hindi pa rin talaga medically cleared si Ilya Dragunov. With that means, but yeah, regardless, that was a really good match. Short match lang siya. Medyo na weirduan lang ako kasi hindi ako sanay sa ganong finish. If Tony D is one who is the one who is winning, hindi ako sanay sa finish na execute nila. But regardless, Trick Williams, really good. Sobrang over as fuck. But basically the point of this match is, ang tawag dito? This thing is just amazing. I cannot wait to see more of this down the line. Yun lang naman. So overall, hindi naman siya, hindi naman siya forgettable. But the things that we're getting down the line, sobrang init talaga. Sobrang init ng NXT ngayon. Payoff nila to basically after of the 2-3 weeks flop that they're getting. But yeah, that was amazing. Yun. Let's talk about Dynamite now. AEW Dynamite for this week. Bibigay ko muna yung thoughts ko on the graphics, the new idea, the new setup that they have. The new setup was really good. Totoo lang. Medyo ano lang siya, medyo feeling ko lang yung bilog dun sa unahan ng tunnel. It's kinda off. Parang condom. Alam mo yan, parang buhay na buhay na condom. Tapos inilawan mo. Ganyan yung impression ko dun sa tunnel na yon. But regardless, the set was really good. Kinda reminds me of the Raw 2016. may ganong alaala yung setup na yon. But regardless, that was a really good show. Ayun. So mag-focus na lang tayo sa isang bagay with this episode, which is the official debut of Kazuchika Okada on this show. So, the announcement of Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. Hindi ko na siya pag-uusapan kasi medyo I didn't care that much on that announcement. It's kind of funny din na medyo sobrang lukewarm talaga nila Matt and Nick Jackson sa kanilang heel run. But let's focus na lang. Let's focus na lang on Kazuchika Okada. So, Okada apparently signed a 3-year contract with AEW and he will get almost $14 million of contract for that 3 years. And it's just amazing for me. Napakalaking steal nito for AEW. Next week is obviously big business. And we are going to address big business as well next week on the Main Event Mark podcast. So, that will be it for this week's episode. Wala na tayo kailangan masyado pag-usapan. TNA was amazing earlier. We will talk about that later on the podcast. But yeah, that's really much it for this week's episode of the Main Event Mark podcast. Ayan, yun lang naman. So follow nyo na lang tong podcast sa social media and always on Patreon. Please support and please listen on the show on your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, the Main Event Mark. Also, you can support this podcast on Patreon nga, kagaya na nga nasabi ko, patreon.com/MEMWrestlingPod. Also, you can support this show on anyways, you can donate, support patreon.com/MEMWrestlingPod. Ayun, please support our friends from Dexcon. So, Main Event of Dexcon is now a title match, IWA title match. I'm just going to double check it on our friends from Dexcon. Ayun, so ko-confirm ko lang from our friends from Dexcon kung ano nga bang stipulation. Ayan, so confirm lang natin from our friends at Dexcon on what we are getting on this upcoming show at Dexcon. So, the title match is now IWA Japan Setup World Tag Team Titles. So, it's obviously Calamari Drunken Kings versus Oro Plata Mata. You can buy the tickets at you can buy the tickets obviously at dexcon.helixpay.ph, and also you can support as well our local wrestling team MWF kasi sayang sold out na yung ringside tickets, but you can still buy the general admission tickets for the upcoming show. That's a really good show. That will be a big show then on April 14. Ayan, April 14 sa UP Film Institute. So you can support our local wrestling scene on MWF. FPW, by the way, available din April 14 din yung show nila sa tawag dito Power Max Center. May announce na rin silang card. I hope you can follow them as well on their platforms. So yun lang naman. I hope you can support our local wrestling scene. You can support us here on the Main Event Mark, and we're going to return on our regular programming after ng week nito next Monday. So we will see you there on that regular programming on Monday. Hindi pa Monday ngayon. Hindi pa sa Monday na to. Next Monday. Doon tayo babalik. And no worries. Dito naman sa week na to, i-release ko na yung Ask Angelo Anything. And then, yung latest episode natin, after ng week nito, we're going to drop that on your favorite podcast platforms. So with that, picks of the week, bago tayo matapos. Superstar of the week is definitely Sting. Woman of the week is definitely, medyo may lukewarm ako. But I'm kinda leaning towards, wait. Ayun, Bianca. Medyo kailangan natin i-acknowledge si Bianca dito. Match. Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita from AEW Revolution. That was a really good match. I hope you guys can watch it as well. Napaka-solid. I swear that was a really good match. Yun lang. That's it for our episode of the Main Event Mark podcast. We will see you guys next week again for your new favorite wrestling podcast here on the Bonk Collective. This is the Main Event Mark podcast in cooperation with the Bonk Collective and PWPH Wrestling Network. For now, we'll see you guys in the next episode of the podcast. Goodbye for now, and I hope you have a great day. Stay safe and stay wrestling. See you on the next one.